Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
We have quite a bit to talk about this morning, so we'll get started. The Constitution of Faith, Lord God's Treatise on Faith. But first, these words. Pope Francis is scheduled to appear before God June 13th, at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, at the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This is a very serious matter. This is a serious Bible matter. Obligation to appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There is nothing more important than that he should do this thing for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So, Francis, to appear before me, as I said, and as he has been informed, June 13th, I may have said 11th, but anyway, it is June 13th that is to take place at 7 o'clock a.m. at the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I await his arrival. And now, continuing on with faith, the subject of faith. I began talking about faith at the last time, and that will serve as an introduction to the subject of faith, a big finding by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, big finding. So, we move on. Luke 12, verse 20, poses the question. It says, "Who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" The things which I have provided, who shall they be? That's the question at hand. And we will get to that later on in this episode. That question will be addressed. Now, heads up. The papacy gives me the heads up in Psalm 38, verse 9, saying, "Lord, all my desire is before thee." Notice carefully how that Lord is written. It is written using the capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That is a reference, that is the way the Lord God, who is found to be Tommy L. Hart, title of Lord, is written in the AVB to distinguish it from its reference of the Pope or the papacy, in which case Lord is written using all capital letters. Therefore, I call that Lord, Lord all caps. Distinguishing between the two Lords, both are called Lord, but the AVB distinguishes the two in the way the term Lord is written. So, I get the heads up. Lord, all my desire is before thee. We want to know what this desire is that is before me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. What he's saying there, with me having the AVB / KJV in my hands or before me, then the Lord all caps desire is before me, because his desire is in the AVB / KJV. Did you get that? Okay. So, all of Lord all caps desire is before me. So that means I have to be careful to find out what that desire is. A single desire, or is a multitude of desires. Okay? So that is the work that was before me, to find out that desire and make that desire known and act on the statement. Do what is fitting and appropriate desire, which is before me. Okay? Now, I don't need to say you should remember, because you know that you should be listening intently. And the beautiful thing about this on Blog Talk Radio is you can always go back to Lawmaster Archives and hear the information again and again until you get a full understanding of the content of the episode you are hearing. It's desire. Okay? 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence that we have in him." Lord all caps is speaking about the Lord God, Tommy, who is found to be Tommy L. Hart. He says, "This is the confidence that we have in him," the confidence that we have in God, "that anything according to his will, he heareth us." Okay? Now, it continues in 1 John 5:15. Lord all caps continues saying, "And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him." There's that word again, in the form of desired. All my desire is before him. And if the Lord God hears us, we know, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So, he speaks of his desire. He speaks of the confidence that they have in God. And that confidence is that if God hears us, we know that we, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If he hears us. Okay? Now, what is the confidence that Lord all caps and the papacy has in the Lord God. Well, we've already stated that if God hears us, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we know that if we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him, if he hears us. So then, Psalm 38, verse 15, Lord Altap says, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Thou wilt hear, a positive statement, evidencing the confidence further that they have in the Lord God, found to be Tommy L. Hart. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. He's talking directly to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saying, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Now notice that, very important. He calls the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his God. I read it again. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. And again, that Lord is written using the capital L, lowercase O-R-D. He's talking about and showing the confidence that they have in the Lord God. And there in Micah chapter 7, verse 7, Lord Altap says about the Lord God, he says, my God will hear me. He's confident. He will hear me. And based on that hearing, Lord Allcaps has said, as I read, we know whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Based on the Lord God hearing them, those other papers. Okay? So then we have the statement in Romans 10, verse 17, saying, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Who is the hearer? Well, he's already told us that. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And they have also said that if the Lord God hears them, whatsoever things they ask, they know that they have those petitions because the Lord God will hear them. Okay? Now, that's the confidence they have in the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, will hear, O Lord, my God. Okay? And my God will hear me. Therefore, they are assured of that what they have asked, the Lord God will provide. Now, Philippians 4, verse 6 says, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We know who this God is. This God is the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. So they make their request. They are to make known their request to God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Romans 14, verse 22 question is standing by, and we'll get to it very shortly. Now, of the things that I have just presented to you with regard to Lord Allcap's desire and with respect to their petition. One, they desire specific things from God. And we will see what those things are. They desire specific things from God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Two, they are confident God will provide if he hears them. And three, they make known their requests to God. And four, they are to be performed, fulfilled by God and God only. And that's who they are addressing in these things. They are addressing the Lord God, and they say, they call him their God. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. My God will hear me. And all of these things are about faith. About faith. They are connected to the subject, the matter of faith. And he has said, faith cometh by hearing. And I've already spoken on that just moments ago, about that hearing and what that hearing will, what will be the fruit of that hearing, what it will result in, what God will do as a result of him hearing the papacy's words, and hearing their petition. Okay? So we move on. Philippians 4:6, I've already read, let your requests be made known to God. Psalm 37, verse 4, Lord, all caps, it is written, saying, delight thyself also in the Lord. All caps. Delight thyself also in the Lord, all caps. Okay. And he goes on to say, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Remember, we're talking about desire. We're talking about request and petition. Okay? We're talking about faith. Okay? Let your request be made known to God. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Okay, as I said, they make known their request to God, and we'll see what that request is. We'll see what that request looks like. Delight thyself also in the Lord, all caps. That's one statement. And I must say, I say it this way, have I been delighting myself in Lord, all caps, in giving much time and thought to the crucial matters that are in the AVB, the crucial matters found in Lord Allcap's book, his document, the AVB/KJV. Now, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's a statement about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Okay? The desires are the are their petition. Okay? Their petition, in their petition, they make known the things that they want. Okay? What they want God to do. What they want the Lord God to do for them. Okay? So then, the things that the Lord God has done with respect to the things that they have desired are done in request. things that are requested. When you hear me say, I have done this, or I have found this, or I have discovered this, I have done that which was requested of me to do. Okay? So, the papacy is not surprised, and they do not say, wow, somebody has found out the matter of the AVB. Somebody has understood the crucial matters of the AVB. No, they are not surprised. They are expecting someone to do these things, to find out and discover these things, and make them known. They are expecting that. Okay? Moving on. So then, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is acting on the word of Lord All Caps. Let's move on. They are looking to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to give them the desires found in their heart. The heart, made up of the crucial matters of the AVB/KJV, the heart. The important thing, the central thing, things that are central, okay, and important, significant, the matters of the heart of the AVB. And Psalm 42, verse 11. They say, hope thou in God. All things go to show their hope in God. Now, that statement, I've given that statement ahead, okay? But I put it out there, hope thou in God. Those of the papacy, the Pope and all, were told to hope in God. Hope thou in God. So the question is, what are the things they are hoping for, things constituting their requests? What are the things they are hoping for, and the they is a reference to those of the papacy. What are the things they are hoping for? What are the things constituting their requests? Psalm 39, verse 7 says, and the Lord, all caps, makes a statement directly to me. He says, and now, Lord, for. Good question, isn't it? Now, Lord, what wait I for? Okay? And I am ready to answer that question. Immediately, he cites a thing he is waiting for. He says to me, my hope is in thee. Now, the statement I read from Psalm 42, verse 11, I read ahead of time. That's good for now. And now, Lord, what wait I for? Okay? Hope thou in God. My hope is in thee. He's talking to the Lord God, the man Tommy L. Hart. My hope is in thee. And what is hope? Hope, the noun hope, is the feeling that what is wanted can be had. And isn't that what we are talking about when we're talking about the statement with regard to the confidence, and that if they ask, if God hears, then they know they have the petitions that they have desired of him? The feeling that hope, the feeling that what is wanted can be had. Hope, a person or thing in which expectations are centered. He just Lord, all caps, just said to me, my hope is in thee. The statement says, hope thou in God. What waits he for? He waits for God. He waits for the appearing of the Lord God. He waits for the coming of the Lord God, who is found to be the man Tommy of heart. So hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had. It is a person or thing in which expectations are centered. It is something that is hoped for. And the verb hope means to look forward to. Hope thou in God. Thus, that hope is a verb. And hope is a person. He says, my hope to Lord God. He says to the Lord God, my hope is in thee. There's the word expect. What they talk about in the statements I shared with you, 1 John 5, verse 14 and verse 15. Okay? Expect, to look forward to, regard as likely to happen, anticipate the occurrence of, or the coming of. Okay? That's what is happening here. Hoping, expecting, or looking forward to. Okay? All of those things are involved here. Okay? Hope thou in God. Expecting the coming of God. As prediction states, the Lord God will come, looking forward to and expecting. Okay, moving on. So now, Lord God, what wait I for? He waits for the coming of the Lord God. He anticipates his coming. And he says his hope is in the Lord God. And we know what hope is. I just told you. Okay? He says this in Genesis 22, verse 8. God will provide himself. Stop right there. The Lord God is not going to provide himself a lamb or a ram or a goat or anything else like that. The Lord God will provide himself. Get that. Lord Allcaps has made it clear he is expecting the Lord God to come. His hope is in the Lord God, his coming and his hearing them and his answering them. Okay? That's his hope. Okay? He is looking forward to the coming of God. Okay? And looking forward and expecting the work of God. The Lord God will come. His work is before him. Okay? I think I cited that correctly. But if not, you can always go back to the book and see. Okay? But it's something to that effect. Okay? The Lord God will provide himself. Those of the papacy are expecting him, and he will provide himself. He will come. He will provide himself. Okay? He will not provide himself a lamb or a ram or animal or anything else. He will just provide himself. And, of course, he will provide the things that they have petitioned to him for or petitioned for. Now, that's B. The Lord God will provide himself. What wait I for? Lord Allcaps has said, he is waiting for God. That's one he is waiting on. Okay? He's waiting for God. And he has said, God will provide himself. In other words, God will come. So he said, that's what the prediction says. The Lord God will come. He will not come with a lamb, a ram, a goat, or anything like that. He will come himself. He himself will come. He will provide himself. Lord All Caps has waited on God. And now we know that the Lord God has come in the man, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God has come, and he has revealed his identity. And that's a thing that they have asked for, Lord God, to identify himself. That's one of the things they have petitioned the Lord God for, to reveal himself. And you'll see that. Okay? Okay. So we did Genesis 22, verse 8. We did Psalm 39, verse 7. Okay, Deuteronomy 4, verse 7. They say, and you know they is a reference to those of the papacy, we call upon him for all things. That's another thing that they are hoping for. All things. Deuteronomy 4, 7, we call upon him, the Lord God, for all things. Lord All Caps has said, and now, Lord, what wait I for? We see that he waits for God himself. Okay? He waits for God himself, and he waits for all things, as seen or shown in Deuteronomy 4, 7. We call upon him for all things. Upon means to order or request one to do something. Remember the word petition? Remember? All of these things fit together. All of these things go together, and all of these things are about faith. Okay? So, they wait for God, who has come now. They wait for all things. They say clearly, we call upon him. We order him, we put in an order for, we request God to do all things, we request the person of God provide himself. God will provide all things. And we're talking about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. I'll speak on that later. This is what they are after. They are requesting faith. And so they say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have faith in God. Have faith. And let that faith be about God. Have faith in God. Have faith. Okay? We could stop right there. Have faith. They are petitioning, they are requesting God, they are calling upon him for faith. Have faith in God. And that faith has to do with God. Psalm 74, verse 20. Have respect to the covenant. Listen, have respect to the covenant. That's another thing. They are looking for God. They are expecting God. They are hoping for God to appear. They are looking forward to the appearance of God, looking forward to all things. They are looking forward to faith. They are looking forward to the covenant. Now, listen to this statement about the covenant. Galatians 4, verse 24 says, These are the two covenants. What are the two covenants? The two covenants are, Lord All Caps, the covenant between Lord All Caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles. The covenant between the papacy and the Gentiles. Or you can say the covenant between Lord All Caps, which is a title of the papacy, and the Gentiles. Covenant between Lord All Caps and the Gentiles, that's one covenant. And then we have Lord All Caps' covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB/KJV. The two covenants are identified. Isn't that something? I have identified the two covenants made by Lord All Caps. Spoken of, I have identified the two covenants spoken of by Lord All Caps. Okay? And the statement says, these are the two covenants, and I have provided those two covenants. This is something. They have requested the two covenants. They have requested that the Lord God show the two covenants in the AVB. Talking about things desired by the papacy, things requested. The things desired are the things requested. Okay? Okay, now, look at this. Hosea 6, verse 6, Cap says, I desire the knowledge of God. He's being direct. He's telling, in all these things, he's telling us his desire. Okay? All right? The things that they request, the desire, the things requested. Okay? I have respect to the covenants. There are two covenants. Find the knowledge of God. That's Proverbs 2, verse 5. Okay, as he says in Hosea 6, 6, I desire the knowledge of God. The Lord God is to provide the knowledge of God. He is to provide the two covenants. He is to provide all things. He is to provide himself. The Lord God is to provide himself. Okay? Moving on. Numbers 25, verse 12. And that, this is to him my covenant of peace. Okay? And we know about, I spoke of the covenant between Lord All Caps and the Gentiles. Okay? The covenant between the papacy and the Gentiles. In that covenant, Lord All Caps becomes the God of the Gentiles. Lord All Caps is a reference to the papacy, a reference to the seat of the papacy, a reference to Lord All Caps. In that covenant, Lord All Caps becomes the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles become the people of Lord All Caps, or they become the people of the Pope, or they become the people of the papacy. Either way you want to say it, okay? Either one of those ways is okay. Okay, now, moving on. 26, verse 15. Who art thou, Lord? They asked the Lord to identify himself. They asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to identify himself. They asked him to come. They asked him to provide himself. They asked him for all things. They asked him for the two covenants. They asked him his identity. Okay? These are things they desired. These are things they are hoping for. Okay? Or have hoped for. Who art thou, Lord? And that Lord is written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14, Lord All Cap says, quote, who am I, end quote, for his own identity. That's something. Lord All Caps asked the Lord God to reveal himself. Lord All Caps. Lord All Caps asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to reveal him, to reveal Lord all caps. He asked, who am I? Identify him. Okay? And I've done that, of course. Pope Francis, you know, bears the title of Lord, and that Lord in the AVB is written using all capital letters. Who am I? So, the papacy wants the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, to identify himself, and they want the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, to identify them. Okay? Things they have requested. 2 Samuel 7, verse 18, Lord Allcap says, who am I, O Lord God? And look how that Lord is written again. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D, okay, and God in all caps, in all capital letters. O Lord God, a reference to the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. He, Lord Allcap has asked me to identify him, which thing I have done. So he requests the identity of Lord Allcaps. That's another thing requested. He requested the identity of the Lord God, that Lord written capital L, lowercase rd. He has requested the two covenants. He has requested the knowledge of God. He has requested all things. He has requested the presence of God. Okay. Then there is the matter of the visitation our Lord All Caps has requested. Lord All Caps references the visitation in Luke verse 44. It says, the time of thy visitation, referring to the time when Lord All Caps visits the Lord his God, who is Tommy Elhart. Okay? So, the matter of the visitation is requested. The content making up the visitation, or the matter of the visitation. Then there's James 2, verse 12, the law of liberty. Another thing they have requested and hoped for. Listen, they have requested and hoped for all these things. Romans 7, verse 21, I find them a law. Lord Allcaps has requested the law of liberty, and Romans 7, verse 21 says, I find them a law. That is what I have done. I have found a law. Okay? So, they're requesting a law, and they're requesting the law of liberty. Okay? I give them the law of liberty. Find then a law. That's a commandment. Find then a law, which thing I have done. Then there's the law of God. Romans 8, 7. The law of God is cited. What is the law of God? They have requested the law of God. Okay? And John 18, verse 38, truth is not seen by simply reading the content of the AVB/KJV. Mr. Hart, the Lord God, has captured truth and put it in Lawmaster Archives. Truth, another thing requested of God by the papacy. And then there is the faith of God, mentioned in Romans 3, verse 3, the faith of God. All of these things are things requested. All of these things are things hoped for. And they ask the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, to provide these things. Okay? So, then there's the matter of the heart, okay? The matter of the heart. There's a statement that says, in Psalm 44, I believe, it says, he knows the secrets of the heart. So the Lord God is to provide the secrets of the heart of Lord All Caps, the heart of the AVB, Lord All Caps' heart, that is the heart of that speaks to the heart of the AVB. So these things they have requested, these things they have desired of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The things desired are the things hoped for. These are the things hoped for. Lord All Caps Heart, truth, the law of God, the law of liberty, the matter of the visitation, Lord All Caps Identity, the Lord God's identity, knowledge of the two covenants, the knowledge of God, all things, God, faith. If I didn't miss any of them, and the faith of God, of course, these are for those are things that are desired. But what about the substance of those things? Where is the substance? The substance is not seen. Hebrews 11 verse 1 speaks to the matter, saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is enlightening. The substance of the things I read off moments ago is called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. All of those things that I read off and called out are things hoped for by the papacy. And they are hope. They have the hope that God will provide those things. There's about 12 or 13 of them that I have mentioned. Yes, those are those things I read off, being without substance, are dead. Listen. James 2 verse 20 is standing by. Hear what it has to say. I read, faith without works is dead. Lord All Caps spoke of things. Faith without works is dead. Faith without substance is dead, being alone. I ask the question, where is the substance? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, then the substance is faith. It is said, okay, faith without works is dead. It is said again in James 2, verse 26. Faith without works is dead. Faith without substance is dead, being alone. James 2:18, it is written, I have works. What is written? This is written, quote, I have works, end quotes. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have works. James 3:13 says, regarding the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, quote, let him show his works, end quote. Listen carefully to these things and how they all fit together. Let him show his works. Let the man God, Tommy L. Hart, show his works. In my works, there is the substance of those 12 or 13 things I read off earlier. That substance is evidence. Hebrews 11, verse 1 goes on to say of faith that it is the evidence of things not seen. I read the whole statement of Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The things hoped for, the thing I go on saying, the things hoped for and the things not seen are the same. So I have the works bearing the substance of things hoped for and clearly evidencing the things, I clearly evidence the things which are not seen. And again, so I have the works bearing the substance of things hoped for, and I clearly evidence the things, or I evidence the things that are not seen. So I provide the substance and proof of things hoped for. I provide the substance and proof of things hoped for and things not seen. My work causes the things hoped for to be known, and it causes the things not seen to be seen and understood clearly. Okay, now, the substance gives life to faith. Remember, faith being alone is dead. Faith with the substance is alive. Faith with the substance is alive. So I provide the substance and proof of things hoped for that are now brought to light through the works, through my works, the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So now the Romans 14, verse 22 question, which question I am asked, hast thou faith? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have faith. And the next question I am asked, quote, where is your faith? Where is your faith? I'm trying to see. Okay, that question is set in Luke 8, verse 25. Where is your faith? Okay? And my answer to that question is, the faith which I have found is in Lawmaster Archives. And Lord Allcap says to me in Matthew 15, verse 28, great is thy faith. Then there is the proclamation concerning faith, regarding faith, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. This proclamation is issued. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by the faith that is in Lawmaster Archives, that faith there. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has put that faith there. The just shall live by his faith. Faith as shown by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith as shown and provided by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. All of those 12 or 13 things which I read off constitute faith. Now, I am not saying this is all, the 12 or 13 is all of the things not seen. Those are the things that I'm presenting, okay? There may be more things in Lawmaster Archives, okay? And I'm pretty sure there are that I did not list here because of time, okay? Go to Lawmaster Archives and get all the information. Okay? Get the information on faith. What is being said here is that all that information, a bulk of the information that is in Lawmaster Archives, especially from the last, let's say 2 years, is regarding faith. And not only the last 2 years, but since I've been on on Blog Talk Radio. I've been talking about faith. I've been talking about all things. When I talk of all things, I'm talking about faith. I've been talking about the revelation of the Lord God. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about faith. Okay? So you'll see that the crucial matters that I've talked about, most of the crucial matters that I've talked about, and that is Bible matters, have to do with faith. They have to do with faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not found, not seen. And the things that are hoped for and the things that are not seen are shown clearly in Lawmaster Archives. You can go to Lawmaster Archives and hear the things of faith. Hear the things that faith is great. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has captured, Lord all caps, faith, and put that faith in Lawmaster Archives. The faith of Lord all caps is in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith is in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And remember the proclamation, the just shall live by his faith. Whose faith? The faith as found by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The faith as found by and as shown by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So, what are some conclusions on the matter? Faith is substance. Faith is evidence. That substance, which is the evidence, get that now, there is no difference between the substance and the evidence. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The things hoped for are not seen. They're the same things. The things not seen and the things that are hoped for. And all of these things that are not seen that I have presented are I have done on request. Or by request. Why do I say that? Because Lord all caps has requested God, faith. Now let me get to the conclusion. Luke 5 verse 20 says this. He saw their faith. Their faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things not seen. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saw the substance. He saw the substance of Lord all caps. Okay? Evidence it. He saw their faith. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saw their faith, and he put that faith in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? So that's a true statement. The statement on faith, Hebrews 11:1, is a true statement. Okay? Lord L. Caps calls the substance hoped for and the evidence that is seen, okay, he calls those things faith. Faith. Faith is what you are to believe. Faith is what you are to believe. Faith is what you should have knowledge of. That faith is in Lawmaster Archives. He saw their faith. True statement. He had to see it in order to evidence it and manifest it. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, had to see the faith in order to show it, evidence it, okay? Make it available production and manifestation of the things not seen is by request. Lord, harsh showing of the things not seen is done by request. Luke 12:20 says, who shall those things be which thou, Lord God, Tommy at heart, hast provided? Lord, all caps calls those things my things. Or he says, they are Lord God, Tommy at heart's things. Remember about faith? Looking for the statement here. Hast thou faith? That's Romans 14:22. And then the question said in Luke 8:25, where is your faith? My faith is in Law Master Archives. The faith which I have found is in Law Master Archives. Who shall those things be which thou hast provided? The secret things, Lord Archives has said, belong to him. The things are revealed, Lord Allcaps and his people have said, belong to them. Statement reads something like this. The secret things belong to the Lord Allcaps, but those things that are revealed belong to us. Okay? But now, the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, has captured those things and put those things in our master archives so that now the secret things are in the hands of Lord Allcaps. Secret things are in the hands of Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Very important information. Okay. Deuteronomy, well, I said that. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now about his faith, hope, charity. These three, the statement says that the greatest of these is charity. I do have an objection. I think it is deliberately false. The greatest of those three things is faith. Is faith. How much content is there on charity in AVB? Nowhere near about as much as that is on faith. So there is on faith. Faith is greater in content. Faith, hope. Hope. I have fulfilled their hope. I have fulfilled Lord Allcap's hope. Because I have provided the things that he has asked for. So then, there is no longer reason to hope for those things. Because the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, has already provided them. What remains, then, is faith. Faith. Faith, hope, charity. These three. And this is the correction. The greatest of these three is as found and provided by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 66, verse 18, Lord Allcap says, verily God has heard me. Remember, in the beginning of this episode, we spoke about Lord Allcap's confidence in God, that if he hears, then they have the things they have petitioned him for. Okay? Verily, God has heard me. But the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, has provided faith. He has provided himself, God. He has provided all things. He has provided the knowledge of God. He has provided the two covenants. He has provided Lord Allcap's identity. He has provided the Lord God's identity. He has provided the matter regarding the visitation. He has provided the law of liberty. He has provided the law of God. He has provided truth. He has provided the faith of God. He has provided the heart of Lord Allcaps. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done a lot The AVB says he shall be great. He has done great things. Okay? Micah 7, verse 7 says, my God will hear me. It is evident in the Lawmaster archives that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has heard the papacy and has heard its requests. He has answered them. What is truth? Truth is, through the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's works, those of the papacy, they have the petitions they desired of God. That's true. Romans 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Proved, I believe. That is proved. They said, if God hears, he will provide. God has provided. God has heard. God has heard, and God has provided and fulfilled their request. Let me read that again. God has heard, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has heard, and he has provided, he has fulfilled the papacy's request. Psalm 106, verse 15, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gave them their request. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 24, Lord Elkhart says to God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, ye stand by faith. That statement is true. The evidence there is in Lawmaster Archives. I support faith. I uphold faith. I reveal faith. I show faith. So in closing, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen is now in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. As a result of the knowledge of faith, what is to be fulfilled? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, this is to be fulfilled by the papacy and the Gentiles. The statement says, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. End quote. Those of the papacy are to live up to that statement. They are to do just that, walk by faith. So they have the statement they are to fulfill by faith. So the Isaiah 30, verse 21 statement is a reference to the faith described in Hebrews 11, verse 1. That statement says, this is the way, walk ye in it. The faith of God, as shown and presented by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Well, let me say this. The faith of God is in the Lawmaster Archives. Join me next time. Yeah.